This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I want to make sure that we talk about these things very clearly and very bluntly. Part of this is the education process that we're doing here and that we hope continues, not just in crisis mode, as many in the community feel today. The question we start with tonight is, what does a safe space look like for a Muslim community? And this is something I'll tell you, when I went to Syria to study, one of the very, very first lessons I learned from my teachers, because we were young. I was a young teenager when I first went to study and, you know, at the hands of many wonderful teachers. But one of the first lessons we learned was there is no such thing as blind obedience in Islam. They use the term in Arabic, ta'a mubsira. Your eyes are wide open and fully cognizant, and that you trust your gut, as in to say, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this specifically, to seek fatwa from ourselves, from our own selves, as in to say, you know and have a sixth sense that something may be off or not right. Seek out other opinions and other people. This idea of having your eyes wide open in any circumstance and place you're in, including with the teachers who you honor and trust and love and take and are taking great information from, is very, very important. So how do you have these safe spaces then? I would like to start listing out some of these solutions in hopes that everyone here from whatever communities, wherever it is that you come from, that you're tuning in from, to take.